to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. This morning, I'm going to take some time to talk more about what we looked at last time, which was looking in the direction of love within. I want to begin this morning highlighting two different things that were brought to my attention by listeners who gave me some feedback. One, the recording quality is not going to be professional. You're going to hear all kinds of noise in the background. Right now I can hear the chirping of birds. I can hear some cars outside. You'll hear the moving of my chair and my breath. And all of that, to some degree, is intentional. I would like you to feel like we are in the same space, just two people in a room. In a normal life of noise. If you pay attention to the room you're in now, you'll notice it filled with noise. How do we stay attuned to the experience of presence in the midst of noise? The fantasy is that we can go somewhere where there are no distractions, that somehow we can get free by creating the just right external experience. And then we wait for that. Or we protest the fact that it doesn't happen. Going deeper down, my mind is filled with noise, just like this room. How do we notice presence? How do we dwell within presence when the room does not quiet? Life, my mind, the room. All noisy. Right now, life is giving us a pandemic. That's a lot of noise. In my mind. Life arises and passes away. And my mind makes noise. If presence is dependent upon quiet, I cannot experience it. My life is not quiet. My mind is not quiet. The second thing I wanted to point out has to do with the silences in the talks. You may notice my talking very slowly, and it's because I'm listening. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I'll hear from inside a call to talk about a certain thing, but then I have to listen. I have to listen below the noise. And so you'll notice silences where I'm just waiting for the next thing to arrive. As best you can, rest into your own listening. You're listening for the presence within you. You're listening for your own insights. You're listening for your own knowing as I'm speaking. Recently, I received a book as a present called 37 Practices of a Bodhisattva, Reflections on Silver River by Ken McLeod, or McLeod, maybe. So I wanted to read a tiny portion to you. The author is talking about three poisons that pull you out of present experience. Quote, "You forever seek the love you have always wanted and fight with the ghosts of those who stood in your way. When nothing touches you, your indifference creates a distance between you and the world around you." End quote. These are the three poisons: seeking the love you have always wanted, fighting the ghosts of your past, and remaining in indifference. Just listening. We are all caught in what I would call the ego. These three processes are like clouds that draw our attention away from the sky. Life is like the sky presence, the experience of presence, the experience of experiencing life, really being here, is like the sky. And I am constantly caught, as most of us are, into studying and experiencing the clouds. The cloud of seeking the love I have always wanted. Taking me away from the experience of presence now. The ghosts of my past. What is that? What is the author saying? The ghosts of our past. The way we feel injured. the thoughts that arise in our minds pointing to you don't deserve love, you're not good enough, you're unwanted, you're unimportant. Those thoughts that arise that cause so much pain, that seem to be sometimes coming from another person and are always coming from within. Fighting those ghosts. Fighting those ghosts creates endless sorrow, endless suffering. Because the antidote to the ghost is not in a struggle. It's in resting into the experience of love that is here now. I seek love rather than resting into love. I fight against a harm arising within me, thoughts that do not love, picking them up, turning them around, experiencing them, trying to get free of them by changing my environment, by fighting against you, by harming you, instead of resting back into presence and leaving those thoughts alone. And the third one, indifference. I think it was the first year outside of my marriage. So much pain in the loss, the destruction of something that needed to go away. The relationship needed to go away, but it was very, very, very painful. And I remember walking down the road one day and having the insight that life wanted to touch me. Wanted to reach me, and my indifference stood in the way. I'd been trying to remember to practice gratitude, and I had this little idea, remember to bring your attention to what you're grateful for every day before you eat, like that, like an idea. And walking down the road, I saw a flower and I saw the light, and I realized this is gratitude. I am allowing it to touch me. And in the experience of being touched, I am grateful. Not as an idea, but as an actual practice. And it's an actual experience, not a practice, an experience. Especially if I'm caught fighting ghosts, it's very hard for me to be here now, such that life touches me. I'm indifferent to the flower, to the sun, to the wind, to the beautiful sound of the birds. So we're beginning again in the beginning. We're staying still here longer. Relationship with another. Is possible, most possible, in awake. If and where I am not awake, I am actually in relationship with seeking, fighting with ghosts, and indifference. They stand as a film between me and life. This film will be between me and you. When you touch my skin, if I am not here, if I am lost in my mind, I'm unlikely to experience you at all. And past is repeated. We repeat our past. We recreate our families. We recreate our conditioning. When conditioning is our primary relationship. When I am caught in my mind, outside of the experience of presence, I behave in ways that recreate my past. And I am unreachable. I seek like a hungry ghost, trying to get full. On food that doesn't fill. The antidote is this here. Now, this here now. Resting into this moment, I notice contraction, discomfort, fear. The sound of the birds. The movement of a car. A noisy mind. And the feeling of presence. Resting into it all. The love I seek is already here. The ghosts that haunt me begin within me. You may reflect them, but freedom from them comes from within. And presence does not feel indifferent. She feels love. Not in an effort to be good or to be anything. The love she feels just is. Your relationship with another person mirrors your relationship with your own conditioned mind. Where you are suffering, the roots of it are within. And freedom is only possible by shifting your relationship to your own mind. There is an idea in my mind. That awake is endless bliss. It's a hungry ghost idea. Encouraging me to live in comparison and the experience of lack. Seeking endless bliss, I made very unwise choices. Awake is what you are now. Awake is what you are now. Everything you are now is included everything you are now is allowed. And from that seat of tremendous acceptance, relationship with another becomes a celebration. Where I am caught by hungry ghosts, relationship with another is painful. That's okay. Those are the places we slow down and look deeper. How is this painful moment with another a reflection of my own mind? How am I in relationship with this constellation called Nicole? How is my relationship with this constellation being mirrored back through another? Where am I out of love with this constellation called Nicole? Resting into the quiet. Just dropping the question into silence, we are shown what we need to see. There is a wisdom and a guide within you, perfectly suited to meet your needs. May you be well until the next time.